Welcome, everyone, to the August 26, 2020 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment is comprised of five members and two alternates. I want to remind you, this meeting is being recorded, and that we treat each other with respect, focus on the issue, and be concise in your comments. Your opinion is very important, and it becomes part of the public record and will be sent to the City Council as part of the minutes. Our starting time today is 4:01. My name is David Roche. I serve as the Vice Chairman in the absence of the Chair. Also serving in tonight's meeting is Eric Roberts, Larry Jaggers, Larry Macy, and Randall Wilder. The purpose of the Board is to hear appeals, special exemptions, and variances, requests, and amortizations relative to the zoning ordinance and applicable ordinances with the City of McKinney, Texas. The Board of Adjustment is established in accordance with Texas LG 211-008, City Code 146-165. The decision of the Board of Adjustment is final. The decision can only be appealed by petition to the District Court, County Court, or the Court of Law. Such petition must be filed within 10 days of the decision. It's filed with the Board's office. A quorum has been established for tonight's meeting. We will call it to order, and one consent item is 20-0718, the minutes of the Board of Adjustments meeting from July the 29th, 2020. Has everybody on the board had a chance to read over the minutes?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as written?
I make the motion we approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Larry Macy has made the motion to approve, and Mr. Jaggers has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion has been approved. We've got one, a regular agenda tonight. The only agenda item this evening is BOA 20-05. Conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, and act in determining the amortization period, establishing a compliance date of the non-conforming concrete batch plant use, Caltan Ready Mix, on the property located at 2015 South McDonald Street, McKinney, Texas. The staff has requested that we enter a motion to open public hearing and follow the motion to continue the public hearing in regarding BOA 20-05 until the Board of Adjustment meeting on September 30th, 2020 meeting. The staff requested this action based on the need to further review the information of the BOA case. After the public hearing is open, the public will have an opportunity to speak for 3 minutes, yet the BOA members will not be responding to any questions and will not be taking any action on this item, other than the motion to continue public hearing for September 30th, 2020. As required, notices and agenda will be posted again in the next meeting, and the public will have another opportunity to speak at that meeting. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
I so move.
Mr. Jaggers, do I have a second?
I'll second.
And Eric Roberts has a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone that would like to make a comment about the agenda item? If so, please stand up, state your name and address for the record, and your address for the record. You'll have 3 minutes to speak. We have received one returned 200-foot notice and 4 emails to date that has been recorded and a public hearing for the next meeting. Yes, ma'am. State your name and address, please.
My name is Linda Hooper. I live at 2505 Dog Lake Trail. I'm the president of the McKinney Green Homeowners Association. I sent a letter in on August the 21st. I'm at attention today. Our HOA board has sent previous letters and been present on numerous occasions to document our concerns concrete batch plants operating in extreme close proximity to our community. It's come to our attention that the Board of adjustments. We'll be discussing the status of Cowtown plant, whether to allow them to remain operating in their current location. As the representative of our 227 homeowners, we want adjustments to know that we are in strong opposition to this. The health and well-being of our residents are greatly impacted by the dangerous and high levels of cement dust, as documented by TCEQ, as well as the traffic hazards created by their trucks on Highway 5. In addition, their blatant lack of regard for the city's restrictions on levels and hours of operation show their lack of concern for the residents of McKinney. Thought of the city rewarding these corporations financially or in extending operating time for their lack of compliance with the city regulations. The batch plant should be relocated as soon as possible, not 7 years from now. Our home values and the residents' health are important to the residents of McKinney. Thank you for your consideration.
Even making your decision.
Our homes were dramatically impacted by the power washing on the outside to cleaning them top to bottom on the inside. Several of our residents have become extremely.
We think that all of these things,
even now to this day, plants are operating in the outside of the air time frames that they should be operating. We call, residents call
because it wakes them up.
It's so loud.
They call, they report it, nothing happens.
So 7 more years, these plants have
been there.
I think Cowtown property in 2015.
We encourage you not to let this go on. Making a huge impact. To have the sewer plant lines redone on El Dorado, so we have a lot of traffic going out the backside along that sewer
plant. Their trucks will mow you down. They are bigger, and that's their prerogative to, you know, to use size, but I've seen
several near wrecks,
and I've seen
several wrecks happen,
you know, and so trucks coming in and out, they're not being safe. I just think that y'all need to really, really consider it as possible. And if you're going to pay them money, think about the fact that that impacts us as well. That's got to come out of our tax dollars. These people are making a lot of money, and they're operating their plants.
They can't follow the rules, then they shouldn't be allowed to operate.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? If there's no further comments, could I get a motion to continue the public hearing and decision regarding the Board of Adjustment case 20-05 until the Board of Adjustments meeting on September 30th, 2020?
I'll make the motion. Can we keep the public hearing open?
Larry Mason made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Wilder has seconded the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion is approved. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
A second.
Been moved to second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Best. Thank you, everybody.